Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
There are many questions on the web about financial planning, saving for retirement. Many of these questions financial advisors encounter every day. Coming up on the show, we'll cover most searched financial planning questions and answer each one of them in 60 minutes or less. Stick around.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Joining me today, Lance Gilman, CEO of Northern Alliance Financial. That's what we're talking about. Northern Alliance Financial and nafinancialadvisors.com is the website. Lance, of course, is an investment advisor representative. You are a federal employee retirement specialist, a highly sought-after speaker on income planning and Social Security and so much more. Hi, Lance. How are you?
Well, that was quite the intro, Steve.
I'm doing great.
When do I get to introduce you? That would be fun.
Yeah, sure.
No, it would take us 20 minutes, though, probably.
No. They're going to have to say anything. I'm nothing. So I like this, kind of taking the approach of you know, being a just searching financial terms. It was sort of fun to be able to do that. And you know, the number of returns are endless. So what we did was kind of winnow this down to just the primary, the main questions that you get asked, and we'll see where it leads us.
Sure. That sounds great.
All right. So again, the first question. So what is a financial advisor and what can a financial advisor do for me?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that you typically want to look for when you're searching for a financial advisor is somebody to help kind of navigate this massive amount of questions and answers that are out there on the web, especially from a financial perspective. If you are looking to retire in what we call the sweet spot, 3 to 5 years, and help you with that transition process. There are many, many aspects of financial advising. Some financial advisors are really just kind of managing your financial accounts or your investments. Whereas a comprehensive financial advisor is one that would be looking at your budget, your Social Security, tax implications, long-term care, risk management, estate level planning, as well as managing a portfolio. Okay. So there's lots of different varieties of financial planners.
So how do I know which one's the right one for me? How do I know what category I should put myself in?
Well, the first thing that we typically do is when we're meeting with clients or prospects even, is we try to ascertain what the best situation for the client is going to be. And there are two major different camps in terms of financial advisory firms, the standard brokerage firms, and then you have the fiduciary firms. And there are major differences between those two camps.
Okay.
Probably the most prominent one, though, is a fiduciary advisor has a legal and ethical responsibility to do what is in the best interest of the client, whereas the brokerage housing system does not necessarily have to do what's in the best interest of the client. Where the fiduciary, that's a legal and ethical responsibility to do what's in your best interest.
Sure. And again, that's important for people to understand that really, we want to think that people are going to do that anyway, but you've got the added pressure of saying, okay, you've got to do it that way.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's just a part of the way a fiduciary advisory licensing is. It's just there is a legal and ethical responsibility to do, not only just do, this is kind of interesting. I don't know if you even knew this, Steve, but it's not just that you do what's in the best interest of the clients, but actually what you recommend, what you put before the client is what you deem with all your knowledge and all your background as a financial advisor, what you deem is their best interest as a recommendation. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to do it.
Right, of course. No, of course. It's all about choices.
Exactly. Yeah. But what you're even putting before them as a document saying, this is where I think we should go, Steve. Now we talk about that and we collaborate and then we decide to step off. So even the recommendations have to be in the best interest of the client as a fiduciary advisor. And every one of the advisors at Northern Alliance are fiduciary advisors, have a fiduciary responsibility to their clients.
And that's good to know. 833-856-1384 is the number that can get you started. Folks, go ahead and give us a call right now. Lance has got some spots on the calendar for you. And so what do we need to bring to that first meeting? I mean, do I need to bring the, you know, get a two-wheeler and get the filing cabinet in there? Or can I can I just show up?
Yeah, a lot of times the first meeting is really just us learning about you. It's really more of a listening conversation, and it's a one-way conversation. Most of the verbiage should be coming from the prospect, because really it's about learning what their goals are, where they are, and then how we're going to then help them to transition into that next phase, which is going to be putting them into a state of permanent vacation.
Exactly. And that's a fun thing to think about.
Yeah, usually what we ask people to do is just bring their current statements, which will show us their holdings. So what they currently are invested in, and then an idea of what their budget might look like. If they don't know that, or if they've never done budgeting before, we have tools that can help them with that process. But it's really just kind of a one-way conversation where we're listening and trying to figure out what the person's goals are and then how we can get them to transition into that next step into retirement.
Sure. I know that at Northern Alliance, you offer a no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation. Should there be any money involved in that first meeting?
No, absolutely no. Okay. Not.
Yeah.
No, it's really just a matter of trying, again, to listen to the prospective clients and see where they're at. They may be struggling because maybe they have an advisor. A lot of times we get people, Steve, that listen to the show that just moved recently from another part of the country, and their advisor's many, many miles away. They only interface with their advisor once or twice a year, and that's usually through a phone conversation. And that, for a lot of people, that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So they want to meet with somebody that they can speak and talk to basically face-to-face about these issues, that especially when you're talking about your life savings, that's pretty important.
Yes, of course it is. And we have to talk about getting paid. I mean, you know, we're all in business to make money. And so paying an advisor is based on what? And what do you feel, what's most comfortable for you in that regard?
So that's another good question, actually, and how an advisor is paid is very important. So there are different ways that advisors can be paid. Advisors can be paid on the brokerage side. A lot of times advisors are basically paid transactionally. So they're paid when they make sales of things.
Okay.
And that could be quarterly, could be yearly, could be how often, as much as they trade. On the way that we operate is fee-based. So it's just a flat fee of what we manage. So in other words, the only way that we make more money off a client's portfolio is to grow that portfolio, period, because it's a flat rate. This is what it is. So as the client succeeds, we succeed as well. But if the client's portfolio drops, our fee, the total amount of our fee would drop as well. So we are incentivized to not only get a competitive upside in terms of the portfolio, but we are also incentivized to protect the portfolio. So equally, so the positives and the negatives, we're interested in both.
Okay, I like that. But those are the kinds of things that need to be laid out. And that's one of the things I like, that the way you do things is that, you know, everything is transparent. I mean,
right.
You know how much you're getting paid. I know how much I'm paying you. I mean, this is all really important stuff to know.
Right. And that is another distinction between the fiduciary advisors and the brokerage firms, is the brokerage firms basically have a non-disclosure clause. So they don't necessarily have to disclose what they're making on what they're buying and selling to the client. A lot of times they don't, and because they don't have to. Whereas a fiduciary advisor, everything is above board. So all of our clients know exactly what their fee structure is. They have to actually sign, okay, this is what I am agreeing to. And so it's all above the table. There's none of this kind of like gray area where you're not really sure if they're doing what's in your best interest, or then you're not really sure how and how much they're getting paid.
Right.
It's very clear when you're dealing with fiduciary advisors.
All right, 833-856-1384 is the number. And so where does the money management stop? In other words, you know, you're not going to manage my kid's allowance or something, right? But I mean, so where, how do you draw that line in terms of what are you involved with?
Right. So we're going to, as comprehensive planners, we're going to look at many of the things that do affect somebody's retirement. So again, we're not just looking at that portfolio, though that's a very important part of what we do. It's not the only part of what we
do. Of course.
So we're looking at things like their budget. We're going to ask them, one of the first things we're going to ask them is, what are your goals? What would you like to see your retirement look like? Because those goals are going to drive the planning process, and they should.
All right. Well, on that note, we are up against the clock, Lance. Let's take a quick break and invite folks to call in the meantime.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey folks, here it is, a great opportunity for you. Don't miss it. It's a chance to get a financial roadmap put together. Lance and the team at Northern Alliance are there for you, can help break things down, make it clear, make it easy to understand. 833-856-1384. It's a financial roadmap that you'll get, and more importantly, it will help guide you and get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Quick break. We're coming back. We've got a whole lot more to talk about here on Financial Safari.
It used to be that you turned 65, you signed up for your pension, got the gold watch, and off you rode into the sunset. Well, that may not necessarily still be the magic number. In fact, many are retiring sooner than that, and just as many are waiting till later. Let's give you some reasons to help you decide for yourself.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Welcome back, everyone. Financial Safari is the program. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Lance Gilman's here. Lance is the CEO at Northern Alliance Financial, and we're having a good conversation so far. Well, I think you really dug into that whole financial advisor and gave us some perspective, Lance. It was nice. It was good to hear.
Yeah, it's a pretty huge thing. You definitely, it's one of those things. There's so many uncertainties. There's so many aspects of looking at retirement and all of these different things. And how do they all come together? That's why we call it the safari, right? The financial safari.
Right, because it's a jungle out there.
Exactly. And it's good to have a guide that can kind of help you through that process.
Yeah. Well, I like this. It's going to be fun, too. You talk about people turning 65, and Lance, you and I both know that for a long time, that was the retirement age. And I think for a lot of folks, that still somewhere in their mind, that's when they retire. And that may or may not be the case, depending on, obviously, on what you've saved. And that may be one reason that people want to retire early, because maybe they've achieved that that savings goal. Good for them.
Yeah, that's true. And not only that, but we need to look at that savings goal and their budget, and then just make sure with their Social Security that once we decide on that, say, okay, we're going to go ahead and pull the trigger, that coupled with their savings and structuring their portfolio so that we can start to do distributions out of the portfolio, adding that into their Social Security basically is going to provide them a plan of income that they can't outlive.
Right. And that is really one of the goals of retirement in general.
Yeah.
We don't want to be running out of money.
No, exactly.
one of the reasons that we sit with an advisor and is that we do need that economic stability, and that is something that you can help us achieve.
Right. Exactly. And not only that, just to have the confidence that we can do it. We have a lot of situations we've been dealing with. Many different clients, many different years now in the financial sector, and life happens, unfortunately. And those we can plan as much as we possibly can and have a very robust plan and seemingly with no holes or problems with it whatsoever. And then life can all of a sudden throw some curveballs. We had a couple that came in and the male in the couple was diagnosed with a terminal form of cancer and not given much time to live. And so got a call and the couple came in. They're actually very positive, just kind of given the circumstances, of course, which is very difficult. And basically, the husband said, listen, I don't really care. I've got a decent amount of savings. I think I've got enough, but I just want to make sure my wife's going to be taken care of.
Sure.
And ran through the numbers and developed a game plan, basically taking some of the money and structuring a fixed income annuity for her that she basically could never outlive the money. And leaving from that meeting, I mean, there was a sense of peace about that couple.
Oh, of course.
Because he knew and she knew that no matter what happened, she was going to be all right. That's a big deal.
That is a huge deal. And what a great... That's got to make you feel good too, Lance, in terms of being able to provide that to someone, to give them that, like you said before, that confidence, that reassurance that, yes, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. And that even though these curveballs come up, that's another reason why a lot of people come into the office, as they might be running their own portfolios or whatever, and they've done pretty well. But they're starting to think in their minds, they see their friends, they see their loved ones, they see their family members have these life events happen. And they're saying, okay, well, I'm running my portfolio now. My spouse doesn't even know what's going on with the portfolio.
Right.
And neither do they care.
Right.
They don't want anything to do with it.
Right.
What happens if something happens to me? And so that's why having that advisor to come into that you have confidence is going to do what's in your best interest is highly, highly critical.
And then one of the other things, you know, we may want to work longer, may want to just work part-time, maybe go a different direction, but it is good for our health, basically, to keep the mind active, to keep the body active. Now, if you spent your career as a, big time construction worker, probably not something you want to do after retirement. But if, like me, I sit around all day and, talk on the radio. So I can work a little longer.
You can work longer. Right. No, we get that a lot too. Actually, we have people that are approaching 65, 66, or whatever the full retirement age. Now they've bumped it up to 67 now if you were born 1960 or later. So they keep moving that target. in terms of Social Security. That doesn't mean that just because the government moves the target doesn't mean that you have to move the target too.
No, of course not.
Right? I mean, but there's a lot of people will tell me that, and so I'll ask them about what their projections are for retirement. And then they'll say, well, my retirement doesn't start until 67. And I said, well, who said that?
Yeah, exactly.
And they say, well, that's what my statement says. I said, yeah, I mean, that's what they suggest for you, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's right for you. And so a lot of times people will leave their permanent work and pick up something different that maybe is not so hard on their bodies. Like, you know, they might be up on a roof, which isn't the greatest time. It's like 32 degrees here in Maine, even though it's spring and the wind's whipping. Well, probably don't want to be on a roof today.
No, you know? I don't want to be on a roof with 70 and sunny.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's a tough life, you know, and a lot of these people are just coming in saying, you know, all right, I'm done with this.
Yeah,
you know, lugging exactly. Shingles up side of a roof at, you know, 30 degrees.
And that's right.
And they say, well, you know, what would you do? And they say, well, you know, I'm pretty handy. I could go to Home Depot and work part time. And so then we take a look at that option for like an early pulling the trigger on their Social Security and say, well, you know, as long as you stay under those income thresholds, because if you're taking your retirement early, your Social Security benefits early, earlier than your full retirement age, then you have to stay within the parameters that Social Security gives you for income earnings limits. And that's around $21,000 per year.
But again, so once you
just
hit
keep full, that in mind.
Yeah. Well, and again, why to me, it's another motivator to at least wait until full retirement age. I don't want to take that much of a haircut.
Yeah. But again, you know, if times are tough and you're having a tough time at work and like you said, it's just getting more and more difficult as you're getting older to do more physical things. Maybe it is time to look at maybe doing something different and or looking the option to potentially take your Social Security early and working, possibly doing something different part-time, staying under those income limits.
Well, and again, in that respect, then, you know, if, you know, you may have been a good saver your whole life and you realize, well, I'm going to take my Social Security now because I can, and it's not going to matter to me because that's if I get a smaller check, right?
Right, exactly. Those are all parts of the discussions that we need to think about. And a lot of times too, people ask about that. Well, what are the pros and cons to taking my benefits early? Well, we just talked about the income limitation. So we have to be mindful of that. If you're going to go get another job, then we need to stay under those income thresholds as much as we possibly can. The other thing is that we look at projections, like your life projections, because the longer you wait, it's true, you had mentioned this earlier, the more your Social Security is going to be. And after your full retirement age, you're going to get those delayed retirement credits, 8% per year until age 70 when you're completely maxed out. But what if you're projected, you know, you don't have, based on your family history and even your own health, you really don't think you're going to make it that long. So where is the break-even point? The break-even point's between 78 and 82 years of age. In other words, if we took it at 62 versus took it at 66 versus took it at 70, where those lines cross is between 78 and 82 years of age. So if you think in your mind, I'm never going to make it to 70. I mean, I had one guy basically tell me there's no males in my family that have lived past 69 years of age. None of them.
None.
He's like, and so I'm just taking it as early as I can.
Yeah, just
I'm like, well, there you go.
That seems like a good plan for him.
It works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So there's lots of factors that play into that decision.
Sure. And again, you know, work adds value to your life. In other words, some people say, I'm not old enough to retire.
Yeah. I mean, you actually, I wouldn't disagree with that, Steve.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's important to have a sense of value and a sense of purpose and be contributing as long as you possibly can.
And on that note, Lance, we need to take another break. Let's invite folks to call.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey folks, here it is, your great opportunity here to get a financial roadmap put together once and for all. I know a lot of you are looking for that second opinion, and that's why we offer you that opportunity here to review your individual circumstances. And again, no cost, no obligation. Find out how much risk you're taking. See if there's any red flags that could be a potential problem for you. How much are you paying in fees or commissions? Do you really know? How about potential tax liability? And of course, finding that security in a lifetime retirement income plan. And part of that plan includes maximizing your Social Security. That's what the team at Northern Alliance can help you do. And if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, just call us 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Quick break. We're coming back. We've got a lot more to talk about on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman.
Accumulation versus decumulation, saving versus spending. Let's take a look at how we can get ready for decumulation, which leads to spending. And you know what? That's okay.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
Everybody, Financial Safari is the program. Lance Gilman is here. Lance, of course, is the CEO at Northern Alliance Financial. Northern Alliance Financial, of course, used to be Frisbee and Associates, but it's now you guys have firmly ensconced. You're like there, right?
Oh, yeah, we are. We've completely rebranded now, and all of our emails have changed and data migrations. That's just always, they always say it's going to be so simple, and it's always polite disaster.
Of course, I understand.
It's all been good for sure.
Well, you can check it out for yourself, folks, at nafinancialadvisors.com. That's nafinancialadvisors.com. Check that out. And so we're going to sort of play accumulation, decumulation, focusing on the decumulation, because I think most of us that are getting closer to retirement, we understand what accumulation is. We spent our lifetime doing it, right?
And yeah, exactly.
And then we have to get in the right mindset to say, all right, I saved for a purpose. The purpose is retirement. I'm going to retire. I have to spend money. People have trouble with that transition, don't they?
It's not always that easy, for sure. And I think a lot of advisory firms actually have difficulty with it, because it's pretty easy in the accumulation phase when you're kind of doing your contributions on a regular basis. So you're putting money, maybe your employer's matching money, and that account's just kind of growing. But eventually, when we transition and we now leave, for some strange reason, Steve, I don't know why this is true, but the employer stops contributing to your retirement plan.
Wow.
Well, I know. How could they possibly get away with that? Well, you're no longer working.
Yeah.
You know, so they're not going to contribute anymore.
Right.
So now we've got a fixed amount of money. And now we have to say, okay, this is what we've got. We combine that with our Social Security, any pensions that are in the works. And then we start to develop our budget. And figure out a way to begin the distribution phase of our monies. And mm-hmm. that can be one of the longest phases, depending on, of course, we don't know how long you're going to live, but it can be one of the longer phases. So we, and again, what we don't want to do is get into a situation where we're running out of those resources that we have. So that's where that distribution planning becomes key.
Mm-hmm. And again, part of that whole mental preparedness that has to come into play. And we have to fully understand what our budget is, whether we like it or not. You know, it's not terribly complicated to figure out a budget, but most of us just don't want to do it.
No, it isn't complicated, but most people don't. Not only do they not want to do it, they just don't do it.
They don't do it, exactly. Yeah, right.
But we have tools for this, and we have some online tools, and then we have some handouts that people can use to just kind of dig into their what they're spending. And it's pretty amazing, actually, too, Steve, because a lot of times what I've seen some of our clients do is they'll just take a credit card, let's say that, for instance, that pays good points, mm-hmm. and they'll put everything on their credit card, everything that they can possibly put on that credit card, they're going to put on that credit card. And what it does is it captures their spending. And they do that for 1 or 2 months. And then guess what? We actually have a budget, and it's a categorized budget because it shows them
yes.
not only that they spent X amount of dollars for the past 2 months, but it shows me where they spent that money. And then we review that. And that can be actually pretty telling as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, am I really spending that much money on Starbucks?
There's an awful lot of that, isn't there? I mean, in terms of just the jaw dropping going, oh my gosh, I didn't know.
I know, yeah. Exactly. And then they're like, okay, well, that's the end of that.
That's right.
I'm not spending $5, $5.70 on a coffee every day. I mean.
Not my style.
Yeah. Or two,
yeah,
right?
Right. So. Well, and another thing that we have to do is we call it simplifying our life, but that could mean downsizing. That could mean just going through the attic. I moved about a year and a half ago, and holy cow, my wife was great at helping me get rid of stuff because I'm a bit of a hoarder. So, and she is not. So there.
Oh, okay. Well, it's kind of the reverse with my wife and I. So. But it is always, and I think that's probably true in most relationships and most couples. One person likes to hang on to the other to stuff, and the other person is like, okay, we're getting rid of this.
Yeah, I have no sentimental at all. I have no sentimentality. That'd be my
word. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So a lot of times what we will typically do is, and I've encouraged people to do this too, is just go through your house. And if you haven't used something in 6 months, then just put like a little, like flag it and say, okay, I haven't used that in six. If it has been over a year, then that probably needs to go.
Just needs to go. Goodwill awaits.
It just needs to go. Goodwill awaits. Exactly. Well, you couldn't, I mean, and I've seen people use different platforms too. And you can, I mean, if it's got value, I've seen people use these different internet platforms and marketplace, for instance.
Yeah.
And then you can go on there and it's, I mean, as far as I know, it still doesn't cost anything to post stuff on there or even get money. I don't know if they've changed those rules yet, but so
right.
Now you can sell stuff and just get rid of some stuff that you're not using. And that actually, believe it or not, Steve, is very liberating.
Oh, I don't doubt that a bit. I don't doubt that one little bit.
Get rid of the junk. Declutter.
Yes.
And it helps to kind of declutter your mind is
it
what's
does.
Freeing.
Yep.
It's liberating. And then, like you say, too, maybe it's time to even assess, okay, well, the kids are gone. We've got 3-4-bedroom house and it's the two of us now. Do we really need this much space with all this land and heating and electric and everything else?
Yeah.
And people have those conversations with us.
Yeah.
They say, what do you think? And I don't think it's a bad thing to put that on the table and just get to find a place that actually a lot of times people look at their homes. I actually was talking to a couple this past week and all their bedrooms were upstairs and they're getting up there in age and climbing those stairs isn't that easy anymore, especially if you got luggage and stuff. So
oh, yeah, no kidding.
So now they're looking at, okay, how do we get to a place where we're at one level, for instance?
Sure.
And oh, yeah. So those main, are all
that,
very...
That main floor master is key, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's a big deal.
Oh, no, it is.
So
yeah,
you
me,
think about
old.
These things and downsizing, and it's like, okay, decluttering, all this very, very healthy.
Yeah.
And then maybe looking at even selling your home and getting into a smaller house that's a lot more affordable and maintainable and easier for you to navigate. Just all these things we need to think about for sure.
And we think about income and we think about lifetime income. And the only, well, I mean, again, we can set it up if we've been a good saver, but we're talking about Social Security. And I know we touched on this earlier, but again, it's a critical decision when in retirement. And I think that's where it's important to work with you, Lance. And you, again, you know a lot about Social Security and claiming strategies and you know, what's good, what isn't, and how it all works and gets put together.
Yeah, for sure. And Social Security, not just me, but like the whole team is very well versed on Social Security and Social Security planning strategies. And again, we provide a Social Security planning report to every single one of our clients and prospects. It's no cost, completely complimentary. And we go over these choices for people because they're very complicated and you get one chance to do it. So it's, you get a one-shot deal. Most people have no guidance whatsoever, and they're making decisions without any help, unfortunately. And many of them make the wrong decisions or decisions that can't be undone, unfortunately.
Well, and so we talk about setting up our investments, and that gets into sequence of returns risk. And boy, oh boy, that sequence of returns risk, if folks, if you don't know what that is, that's really an important piece of the retirement puzzle to understand, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. And basically it goes back into that distribution phase.
Sure.
Whereby you're starting to take monies from your portfolio and where do you take those monies from to meet your income needs? And so it's important to have as many different choices, bucket choices, I guess that's the best way to describe it, as you possibly can. So what I mean by that is, okay, you've got your investment choices and those might contain qualified pre-tax money. So when you take those monies out, well, guess what? You get taxed. So it might be prudent to have a non-taxable bucket. So what I mean by that is, well, maybe we look at developing a Roth chassis of some sort, whereby when we take monies out of that chassis, for instance, there's no tax whatsoever. And then maybe we have another bucket that would be risk averse, and maybe that's in like a fixed product, like a fixed indexed annuity or just a fixed annuity that's not subject to market volatility. So when the market's down, for instance, we might take from that fixed bucket. Why? Because those monies are not subject to the market downturns. And so that gives the remainder of the portfolio a chance to rebound. And so having these different buckets as part of that equation for the sequence of returns is very, very crucial.
Indeed, indeed. And boy, we are almost out of time here, Lance. Let's go ahead and, that went really fast. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call right now.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial
Rachel will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great. This is a great opportunity for you folks. Come on in, sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. If you've never done it before and you're getting close to that financial red zone, you know, the 10 years before retirement, now's the time to put it in motion. It starts with a phone call, 833-856-1384. No cost, no obligation. You get the comprehensive financial review that Lance just talked about. You're going to see where you are today, but more importantly, it becomes a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Quick break. We're coming back. We have another segment right here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman.
When we come back, we'll jump into some questions from our listeners, our favorite part of the show.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Financial Safari with Lance Gilman. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. We have had a very fast-paced show today, Lance. I mean, there's no question about that.
Yeah, that's true. But it always goes fast, it seems, Steve. I guess, you know, time goes fast when you're having fun.
Well, right? I know, but I also think the information's good. You know what I mean?
That's
true. You know, and
a lot packed in there.
It really is. Well, speaking of packed in there, that's what you do with your seminars, don't you? I mean, you pack a lot of good stuff there, and I know you do a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. We've got seminars going on usually 2 to 4 every single month all throughout the state. Southern part of the state, central part of the state, Bangor, and then even north. So there is something going on pretty much, you can guarantee, somewhere almost every single week of the month.
All right, for sure.
And those seminars are just packed with information, retirement income planning, asset preservation, and looking at all of these things that we're talking about on the show. Mm-hmm. But again, for a 2-hour block or a 1.5-hour block, we bring in estate planning attorneys and talk about wills and powers of attorney and estate planning in terms of trusts and long-term care. It's just so much information.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Folks, if you want to learn some more, visit the website, nafinancialadvisors.com. You can find out where the closest seminar is for you, nafinancialadvisors.com. So let's jump into some of these questions, Lance.
Sure.
See what we can do here.
We have
Ben up first. Ben's in Orono. He says, my employer just cut our 401k match completely. Now, they used to match 100% of our first 6%, but now they're not contributing anything. I keep telling my wife that if they're not going to match, we shouldn't put any money in either. Can you help me explain to her why?
Okay. Well, it's an interesting predicament to be in, Ben. First of all, I'm going to say this because a lot of people don't know that. If you're 59 and a half or older, you have options that many of your other coworkers don't, because you can actually move your funds out of your 401k for the first time once you hit that magic age of 59 and a half. And you could actually look into having those funds professionally managed for you. So if that is an option for you, Ben, let's come on in and see what you've got for your investments, and then maybe we can look at some options for you as well. But in terms of the contribution, regardless of whether the employer is going to match or not match, if you are 50 and over, you can sock away $30,000 of non-taxable money or tax-deferred money into that 401k. So we would encourage most people to continue with their contributions, even though their employer is not matching them.
Okay, that
makes
sense.
Benchmark is about 10%. If you can do 10%, then that is the benchmark, 10% of your pay, every pay going into your retirement plan. So you'll have something stashed away when we get ready to start this planning process.
Sure.
Regardless of whether the employer is matching or not. Now, obviously, if the employer's matching, whatever the employer's matching, we don't want to leave money on the table. So for instance, if the employer's matching 6% or 8% or whatever they're matching when they match, you want to go at a minimum, at the base minimum, to whatever that match is, because we're not going to leave free money on the table.
Nope, not me.
So we still, even if it's 8%, we still want to go even a little higher to that 10% mark.
Sure.
But that's what I would say, Ben. I would take a look and I would encourage you not to stop your saving for your retirement just because the employer's not, because they may be in tough times. It's been a pretty rough couple years for a lot of employers.
Yeah.
And so some of them have done that, not just exactly that. They're not doing that match anymore.
Right. Well, I know.
But don't let that discourage you.
Well, no, it shouldn't, because there are other ways to do this, as you just explained. And I mean, right. I know the big media company just cut the match. I got friends right. in that industry. They're not happy.
No. Yeah. Not at all.
All right, Ben, give us a call. 833-856-1384 is the number. Kenneth has a question. Kenneth is in Sabatis. Sabatis?
Sabatis. Yep, Sabatis.
Okay, good.
He's not too far from the headquarters in Auburn, actually.
Oh, okay. Kenneth wonders, would a reverse rollover from an IRA to a 401k help to reset your contribution limit for the year? Asking for a friend, they say. Why would you want to do it? I mean, to me, I've got a question. Why would you put money from an IRA into a 401k? Why would you go that way?
Well, that is an interesting question. We don't normally see funds moving in that direction.
No, exactly.
Steve.
I've been talking to you for years and I've never heard you say
that's
that.
That's the first time that's come up. Well, see, there you go. You know, we're always surprised. You never know what you're going to get. So yeah, basically it's called, the term is called a reverse rollover. So like normally when we have this discussion, it's how do I move my funds out of my 401k and then roll it into something that I have more choices, it can be professionally managed and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But what if I want to go the other direction? What if I want to take money from an IRA and put it into my 401k? Why in the world would I do that? Number one. And then how would I do it? This is a pretty in-depth answer. So best thing is probably going to be to just set up an appointment and just give me a call so we can work through this. But I'll give you just kind of the main reasons why somebody would actually do that, a reverse rollover. So you take money from an IRA. Let's say you are getting ready to approach the age of 55. So if you have money in a 401k, and you leave or something happens, you sever service and you're 55 or older, there's something called the rule of 55, where taking contributions out of that 401k, you're not going to get penalized with that 10% penalty. That if you're taking money out of an IRA, for instance, and you are below the age of 59 and a half, you're going to get a 10% penalty. And you're going to be taxed on any distributions. So by having it in that 401k chassis, for instance, those funds would, if you have severance of service from at 55 or older and below 59 and a half, you wouldn't get that penalty.
Okay.
You can also take loans from a 401k, which you typically cannot do with an IRA. So there are rational reasons to do it. It's just the other thing that we need to keep in mind, Ken, is some plans do not allow you to do it. So that's another conversation we're going to need to have.
Okay. And 833-856-1384. That's how you get started. And let's see, we got time for another one here. Let's go to Marilyn. Okay. She's in Ellsworth. She says, my husband is 57, aiming to retire at 65. His main IRA is with a big box chain and has about $330,000 in it. After listening to your show, I figured I'd take what I learned and check the stocks bond ratio. I almost fell out of my chair. 86% stocks. Should we rebalance with more bonds? We also have a 401k with $150,000. Thank you. Wow, that's eye-opening.
Yeah, that is pretty eye-opening. One of the things that I would probably recommend, Marilyn, is we have something called a portfolio X-ray. So what happens is in the first appointment, when you bring your statements in, we'll do a deep dive into the portfolio to ascertain basically three things. We're looking for the allocation, number one, how is the portfolio allocated, stocks, bonds, etc., and therefore a determination of risk in the portfolio. And then we will also ascertain what the current profile is of the investor in terms of their risk, mm-hmm. and see if those two align. And then finally, we'll also figure out what kind of fees are being assessed to the account. In your case, what's interesting is it's kind of a reverse. A lot of times, Steve, what we'll find is somebody will come in and they have a bunch of money in their 401k and just a little bit of money outside of their 401k into an IRA. In this case, it's just the reverse. So Marilyn, you actually have more money in your IRA than you do in the 401k, which also means that you have more choices available to you, even though your husband is only 57 years old.
Sure. All right. Well, again, that's good to know. Marilyn, 833-856-1384. Let's go ahead and we've got one more time for folks to call, and we'll get those spots on the calendar filled up. What do you think?
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey folks, here it is. This is it. Last opportunity today to give us a call, then sit down and put together a financial roadmap. A practical financial review? Yes. No cost, no obligation. 833-856-1384. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review. You'll see, yep, here's where I am today. But more importantly, you've got a roadmap now that can help guide you, to help get you to where you need to be. 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Lance, as always, a pleasure to be here and to have the conversation. It's one of my favorite hours of the week. Goes by very quickly, and
it's crazy. I just can't imagine how fast this goes. Yeah,
really does.
It's just unbelievable, but it's always a pleasure, Steve. You do a great job.
Well, and you too, and we want to thank everybody for listening. We really do appreciate it, and we're going to come back next week with new questions and topics and a whole lot more here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman.
Investment advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.